Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Dr. Robert Walcott with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a new friend of ours. He's a faculty member at Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University, an outstanding institution of higher learning. He's also co-founder and executive director of the Kellogg Innovation Network, and he is a worldwide speaker and consultant. He's the author, co-author, along with Michael Lippitz, of the new book, Grow From Within, Mastering Corporate Entrepreneurship and Innovation, and he's our new friend, Robert Walcott. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Great to be here.
And thanks for letting us call you Rob. Rob, corporate entrepreneurship. Now, when I think of that title, that term, in 2009, I get a disconnect. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't have said that in 2007. But I, in 2009, having what we've just gone through and working with companies and working with people who work for big companies, as I have done over the years, right now, corporate entrepreneurship is a little bit of a disconnect. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, you know, it almost sounds like an oxymoron to many people. And in fact, that's one of the reasons we wrote the book, because the reality is that a lot of new businesses have been founded from established companies, and now I would argue that given the realities of being an independent entrepreneur, how truly challenging, how difficult it is, the uphill battle that independent entrepreneurs fight all the time, they're my heroes. Given how difficult that is, and you look at the big companies, and the big companies have capital and people. They have channels, credibility, brands. They really have everything, but for some reason, most of the new business creation occurs from independent entrepreneurs. So in that sense, I'd agree with you. But the fact is, a lot of new businesses have come out of established companies,
and more companies should
figure out how to enable their internal entrepreneurs that end up with this phenomenon we call corporate entrepreneurship.
Well, see, this is why I think your book, the timing of your book, is incredibly important, Rob, and the reason is because every corporate executive, every corporate manager of major corporations should read your book, because what's going on right now, Rob, in the marketplace, there's still a lot of fear in the marketplace. And where there's fear, there's anxiety. Where there's anxiety, there's no creativity. And where there's no there's not a lot of trust in some of these situations as well, and so these people need to understand. These people, meaning the corporate entrepreneurs that you're talking about, not so much the individual entrepreneurs, because as you say, you know, they're kind of pathological optimists, but the corporate the corporate entrepreneur, the opportunity for corporate entrepreneurship is really, I think, is what it's going to take for corporate America to really get back on track, not just the regular, you know, doing X's and O's and day-to-day business. They're going to have to do something creative, I think. What do you think?
You know, you're absolutely right, Jim. If you, in a crisis, what people tend to do is fall back on what they know. They pull in their horns.
That's
they
right.
Cut their budgets. The first thing that goes is the research and development budget. The next thing that goes is the training budget, and these are the things that we use to invest in the future. I'd also underscore, though, that some of the biggest companies in the world were founded during economic downturns. Hewlett-Packard was founded during the Great Depression. Microsoft was founded in the late 1970s when, as you remember, the economy wasn't in great shape.
Right.
So these things can happen during very difficult times, and the companies that are going to come out of this, that are going to accelerate into the curve as the economy starts to pick up, are going to be the ones that have some things already in the pipeline, things that are already underway so that they can scale them up as the economy starts to improve.
There are two things that I want you to address for us, that I want you to pull out of your book for us. Number one is, how can small businesses become entrepreneurial when their entrepreneurial stage is already gone? And you know what I'm saying? That individual right. entrepreneur that you were talking about a minute ago has now built a company and is matured, but it needs something new, some spark. And how does that person spin off something of that's exciting and creative from what they're doing right now?
Right.
That's one thing. The other thing, and if we, I hope we have time to do this today, the other thing I want you to do, how can we promote and motivate that kind of thinking, that kind of behavior in the proposals that we give to our big business customers?
Great. So I would say on the first question, those individuals that have already started businesses and gotten them to a certain level of success, they're ahead of the game because they've already done it once before. So
right.
I think the first thing you need to do is take a long weekend, to be honest, and take a few of your key people away for a long weekend and ask yourself, what kind of company are we, and what kind of company do we want to be in the future?
Right.
One of my colleagues, Phil Kotler, I'm grateful, endorsed the book. He said, you know, companies should spend about 80% of their time on the core business. What are we doing today? Where are we going with the core business? 15% of their time on where are we going in the future? What are the opportunities that we're going to pursue? And then another 5% on a regular basis, just standing back. What is our mission as a company? Is it still the same mission, and how does that translate into what kind of company we want to be? So that's the first thing. And the second
are we talking about, is part of that also values, not just what do we make, what do we sell, but also the values of the company? Is that an important component?
Well, that goes without saying, Jim. That is an absolute bedrock of any great company. And I remember interviewing the CEO of Cypress Semiconductor about a decade ago, T.J. Rogers. He's a great supporter of free market economies and the entrepreneur. And he said something powerful. He said, values are the things you get for free. And I recoiled at that for a moment, and I said, he knew that
they're
he was taking me for a loop.
They're the intangibles.
And what he said was, you get the values by automatically that your company has. Whether they're good values or not, that's up to you
right.
to nurture.
What the thing we have to remember is, having values doesn't mean that they're things that are that your values are of value.
That's right.
Your values
That's
might not be a value.
That's exactly right. So you have to be vigilant. You have to be aware.
Right.
And as the leader of your company, regardless of the size, you set the tone, and your actions
right.
are the things that create those values.
Well said. Dr. Robert Walcott is the co-author of the book Grow From Within. The other co-author is Michael Lippitz, Lippitz. We're going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. More to come with our new friends. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you got 5 minutes, 5 seconds, or 15 minutes, or 15 seconds, we got something on our website you can read or listen to. Check it out on any topic under the Small Business Sun, arranged in handy-dandy categories. We've got a search engine there you can use, lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you're starting a business or growing one. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Next week is my 12th anniversary of the show and 10th anniversary of the newsletter. We'll be celebrating all week long with some original guests. Looking forward to that. And by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Dr. Robert Walcott is with us. He says we can call him Rob. He and his co-author, Michael Lippitz, are the authors of Grow From Within, a brand-new book on corporate entrepreneurship. That's your corporate entrepreneurship, your small business as a corporate entrepreneur, thinking about entrepreneurship inside of your business now that you've grown it to a certain level. And Rob, as we went to the break, you were going to talk to us a little bit more about some of the ways we can do this. I know that, and by the way, before we go any further, I want you to tell us how we can find you, also the school that you're connected to, the location of that program,
right.
and also how we can find your book.
Great. So the school is the Kellogg School of Management in Evanston, Illinois, near Chicago. It's part of Northwestern University. And the book, probably the best way is to go to growfromwithinbook.com. That's growfromwithinbook.com, Or you can, of course, find us on Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble.
Right. So check that out, folks. The book is outstanding, also, especially Chapter 2. I know that you feel that Chapter 2 is a really important section for entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. It's important for anyone who's trying to do something new in the marketplace. A lot of times people think of innovation as technology or new products, and particularly then smaller businesses would say, well, innovation doesn't really have much of a role here, but I'd recommend that it's important for any business, because if you do something and you make money at it, then what do other people do, Jim? They copy you.
They copy you, right.
And so then that just drives competition, and you have to innovate ultimately to stay in the game, to grow, to remain prosperous. So Chapter 2 is about what we call new business design. We underscore the point that innovation is about a lot more than just technologies. Look, Starbucks got Americans to pay $4 for coffee, and they didn't invent any technology, right? So what did they do? They created a new customer experience. They they changed the locations of coffee shops where we can connect with Starbucks. They really
and they also invented they also came up with the Frappuccino, which I think is a pretty cool thing.
Well, that's true. They come up with a lot of mocha java lava hoo-has.
Right.
You know, if that's why you think Starbucks has been so successful, it's really, you really kind of missed the point. It has to do with the business that they've designed. So I would recommend to all of your listeners to consider the kind of business design opportunities they have within their own businesses.
Exactly, no question about it. And that experience, that customer experience, never, ever, ever underestimate that. One of the things about Chapter 2, I think, Rob, is that you really help people if they've got an idea and they want to do something, or they think they may want to, but they're not quite sure how to organize it, how to get it oriented, and how to make sure they've done the proper due diligence. I think they can learn a lot about that in that chapter.
Well, Jim, we tried to create a simple framework. We've been fairly successful with it. It's called the Innovation Radar, and what it does is it shows you very simply all of the activities you do as a business in order to try and add value in the marketplace. And the insight is you can innovate on any one of them or a multiple of these dimensions, but you need to be clear about which ones you're focused on and then do it in a rational way. Rather than getting very focused on the product and missing other things like how do we construct the product, how do we deliver the product to the marketplace, how do we serve the customer?
You know, Rob, there's a continuum, an entrepreneurship continuum that happens in a business when it starts and grows and it matures.
Yep.
You go from entrepreneurship to, which is very exciting, to management.
Yep.
And sometimes the entrepreneur isn't the best manager.
That's right.
And so maybe the management changes. The owner hires somebody to manage or sells or whatever, and the business matures. And so that's not a good situation when the entrepreneur can't manage. But then the business matures, and then the business gets taken over by managers, and there's no entrepreneurship.
No.
And that's really the concern that you have, isn't it? That's the essence, really, I guess, of your book, isn't it? Because and don't we need, as business owners, don't we need to ask ourselves, where am I on that continuum?
Absolutely. I'd take two points, Jim. First of all, the most important thing you can do as a human being, but especially as an entrepreneur, is know thyself. As
right.
I think Plato said originally, know thyself. What are you good at? Are you really good at running a business as it's operating, or are you really good at starting new things? Some people are great at one and or the other. Mm-hmm. Very few people are fabulous at both.
The
so
best writers.
Like, that's how Michael Dell became so successful. He stood back from the business, but he remained involved and engaged. He remained the heart of the business.
The best writers of all time cannot edit their own stuff. You have to remember that. I mean, you cannot. You could write the most magnificent work in the world, but you can't edit it. Somebody else.
Well, fortunately, I'm not one of the world's greatest writers, so I must have done a good job of editing.
No, I did disagree with that. But anyway, go ahead. You had another thought on that one.
Yeah, I would say know thyself is the most critical thing. So yep. During the development of the company, Michael Dell
I'm not
qualified.
Rob, hold on to that thought. We've run out of time. I've had so much fun with you. I've lost time. Will you come back and talk to us about this some more?
Absolutely, Jim. I think what you're doing is fabulous.
Thank you. Dr. Robert Walcott, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Grow From Within, wherever books are sold. Check it out. He'll be back. We'll get him back real soon. We got a lot more to learn from him. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.